Welcome to Kid Coach Conversations, the show where we ask children quick, fun, and thought-provoking questions to develop their creativity, critical thinking, and many other key skills in just a few minutes every day. Hi, my name's Kevin, founder of Kid Coach and dad of two kids. As a parent, I was always wondering if I was doing enough with my children. So I started writing questions for them that were quick and fun to talk about, but also built key 21st century skills I knew they would need. When I shared the questions with other parents, they loved how it launched more meaningful conversations at home, and the Kid Coach app was born. Turns out that this approach is perfect for parents of 6 to 12-year-olds who want to be more hands-on in their children's development, and for those seeking conversations to get their kids talking and thinking, but who only have 5 minutes a day to do so. So if that's you, then stay tuned, because you're about to hear exactly how it works. In these episodes, my team and I will be asking lots of different children questions straight from the Kid Coach app, and you'll see how we can build the skills that matter the most simply through conversation.
This week we asked Ansh, age 10, what kind of superpower he would like to have. We went through several drafts of what could be the best power before we finally came up with our solution. So Ansh, my question for you today is, if you could pick one superpower to have, what superpower would you have and why?
I would pick the power to have any power I want.
Oh, okay. Tell me more. Tell me more about how this power works.
So you can just decide whatever power you want, say invisibility, then you just be invisible. But then you say, I want to stop being invisible, then you stop being invisible. So, and then if you want to fly, you can say that.
So you have an omni power where you could have any one power at once.
Yes.
Okay, so let's explore that then. So, say you have taken invisibility.
Okay.
Do you have to then turn off invisibility to be able to fly?
Well, I don't see the point in flying if you're invisible. Because if you're flying and you're in front of a plane, the driver won't know you're there because you're invisible.
That does pose some danger, I will admit.
But I think, yeah, you could. You could be lots of different powers at the same time. But not if there's... It's not a very good idea to have all of them at the same time, like flying in invisible. Or... Or being super fast and being super slow at the same time. Can't really do that.
So power overlap would be pretty rough. And this power kind of sounds like we are getting lots of powers. Because obviously lots of powers are different and useful for different times. But if you could only have one, if you couldn't choose to have all the powers in the world and you just had to pick one, what is the most maybe useful for all situations or just the coolest one you would like?
I think probably one of the best ones would be speed, because you could get everything done really quickly and fit loads of things into a day because you do them so fast. So say you're reading a book, you could read the book really fast, and then you could finish the whole series of books, and then you could finish all the books in the library, and then get to the library in 2 seconds. Then you go to the next library, and you can finish all the books in the whole world in less than a second, I guess, if that's possible.
Oh, so does your speed power come with also super fast thinking as well to keep up with your speed?
I think so, yeah.
It makes you faster in total, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. So with your power, so you have super speed, so you can move fast, you can think fast, you can see fast and react quickly. What do you do with it, other than, say, becoming the smartest person in the world, which, you know, you can do it in an afternoon. What would you do next?
Well, I would probably go around the world because I haven't been to a few places like South America and Australia. Then I could go there and I could go everywhere and see nearly everything.
Is that one of the main benefits of your speed power then? Because you can just get to be anywhere.
Yeah.
Do other powers help with that? Could we have, say, maybe teleportation, or is speed better than teleporting?
Well, in speed, you can actually do everything really quickly. But in teleportation, you can only get to other places.
Right. Okay.
And so there are, like...
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Go on. So what are facets do you think make speed so good?
Well, speed, you can do everything, really. Like, if you wanted to go to space, teleportation can get you there. But in speed, you can build a super fast rocket. Then if you know everything, you know how to make it go really fast, like at the speed of light or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could go, say, but since it would take a few billion years to get like out of the Milky Way, but since you've got a speed power and you're really fast, you could drive the rocket really fast, and it goes at the power of light, at the speed of light, so it makes it go even faster. And
what are the downsides, maybe, to your speed power?
Well, if there's I don't think this might happen, but if there's a race to see who's the slowest, you're probably not going to win. And if there's something that you have to take like a lot of time on, then it's like, or if you're in school and they say to take your time on doing this stuff, but then since you have speed power, you do it really quickly, and then they don't believe that you finished.
That's fair. That's fair. You'd always seem like you're cheating, even if you aren't.
Yeah.
Okay. And what about living being super fast? If your brain works so quick and you do everything so fast, what about regular people? Can you be friends with normal people if they're all so slow?
Well, Well, you could actually be friends with them, but it's like you could just do things faster than them. So you'd be normal, except you're faster.
So what if, say, you have a friend who talks, you know, at a normal speed, but your brain works so fast that things have already been processed. So could you listen and sit to someone talk if your brain was so fast?
I think you would, actually.
Then is speed still worth it?
Not really, no.
So is there a power that lets us be super smart and travel that doesn't make us, you know, sad to not be friends with people? To be too fast for people?
Yeah, that would be a better power.
Can you think of one? Can you think of one that accomplishes all those things? That lets us travel and be super smart and help people?
Well, I guess being super smart would help because being smart, you know how to get, you could go places really fast because you know how to do it. But your brain isn't like processing things really fast like speed does. So you could still be friends with normal people. And yeah.
So having a genius level intellect would be a good superpower, then, you think?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. And does that tick all our boxes? So can we still travel across the world, can we still learn everything really well?
Well, you'd be smart, so you probably already know it.
That's actually very true. and we can go to space. So then I have to ask then, since this is a superpower after all, if we've taken being the smartest person in the world as our superpower, could we help people? Could we help people, like, say, if we were a super speedster?
Not really, if you were speed. But then you could... then if you're really fast, you could know, like, say, you could send, like, books, like, if you knowledge, then you could read all the books really fast. So you could still help people. But the smart person already knows all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. So what about, say, you find someone in a burning building, you need a superhero to come and save them. Can you still save them if you're just very, very smart? How would you save someone with being a super mega genius?
Well, you'd probably think something up, wouldn't you, to save them?
Can you do that for most situations?
Probably for most situations. But then in that exact one, someone's in the burning house, speed would actually be better.
Hmm. So it's difficult to find the perfect superpower because lots of different factors, aren't there? Because speed, really useful, but it might make you as a person kind of sad. Whereas being a genius is great, but it's not always as useful.
Yeah.
Hmm. Having superpowers does sound like it's more complicated than you first think about it.
Yeah.
And there's another idea that if you're a superhero, what if there are people that want to hurt you? Do you have to keep your identity secret? Do you have to have like a secret identity behind a mask?
Hmm. Well, if you're super genius or really fast, then if there are people who like super villains, this really smart person could think of a way to defeat them, and the really fast person, you just run away.
That's fair. Do you think that's a lot of trouble? Do you think you'd always be almost anxious having to always run away from people? Would it be better to have a secret identity, or would you rather be telling the truth all the time and actually be truthful with who you are?
Well, being truthful is actually better, but you might like have to have a secret identity if you like want to if you don't want like people to know like your power.
I guess your family doesn't get to be super speedy, so they might get hurt if you run away from the bad guys. What if they go after your family?
Yeah. So I think being smarter would actually be better in that situation because you know how to protect all the people.
Ah, okay. And with being smart as well, how... Obviously being super quick, you can see them because they run really fast. But what about being super smart? How do you tell when someone is a superpower genius? They could just be really smart normally. You might be able to blend in.
Yeah.
You tell people that you have superpowers? You keep it secret? Or do you say, hey, I am a superpower genius?
I think blending in would be much easier. Because then if you have two names, you don't have to keep on remembering those names. Mm. You could just blend in, really.
So being a super genius, that actually lets you not have to have too much of a secret identity. You can help people. Yeah. And you get to do all the things you want to do.
Yeah.
And you know what's very interesting is that being a super genius, being super, super smart, that doesn't have to be a superpower, right?
Yeah, actually it doesn't.
You can be super smart and learn how to do amazing things and learn how to make people safe. And you don't even need a superpower. You can do that by yourself with lots of work. But is that a superpower? Or can you just accomplish that with effort and time?
I think you could, actually. Doesn't have to be a superpower.
And is there any better superpower than being super smart and being able to do all those things?
Well, having all the powers?
That's very true, yeah. So I guess if we can't have all the powers, then being a super genius is a pretty good superpower as a backup. And
yeah.
We don't need to get struck by lightning or be given super soldier serum. You can be super smart if you work hard, right?
Yeah.
That sounds pretty good to me. I think I'll take that superpower. All right, well, thank you, Ange. That was a very good first question.
Thank you.
So there you have it. What a great conversation that was, filled with some fantastic coaching moments. I found that regular conversations like this can make a big difference in equipping our kids with the softer skills they need to thrive in tomorrow's world. As you've seen, it doesn't have to take more than 5 or 10 minutes. And when you're doing this at home as a parent, it can be squeezed in anywhere that you have a moment, during the school pickup, over dinner, at bedtime, etc. Now, I know you'll be inspired to do more of this at home with yourself, with your kids. And so I really want you to check out www.kidcoach.app or just search for Kid Coach app to get the app, which has this and hundreds more guided conversations just like it. You can get started for free and immediately start making a big difference to your child's future success and happiness. I really, really believe that these softer skills are what the next generation will need to thrive. I'm super keen to support you parents in developing this through conversation at home. So thanks for listening. Make sure you download the Kid Coach app and subscribe to this podcast as well to get our next episode straight away. My name's Coven. You've been listening to Kid Coach Conversations, and I really hope that you have a great conversation with your child today.
If you enjoyed this podcast and found it helpful, consider taking a minute to leave us a review. We want to help to inspire as many parents as possible to have these kind of meaningful chats with their kids, and it would mean the world to us if you could give us some feedback. If you could give us a thumbs up or a comment wherever you normally find your podcasts, it'll help us reach more people and improve the show going forward. Thank you for listening.